We're to item 12, public comment. Is there anyone who wishes to be heard on any issue that is not on today's agenda? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If there's not any additional public comment, I did have a few comments I wanted to offer today, and one relates to the management of channeled whelk in Virginia. At a recent ASMFC meeting, there was some initiative and interest in possibly considering more of a coastwide approach potentially to the management of whelk. I think the biology of whelk and their distribution and life history is such that may not be indicated at this time, and I think the ASMFC board, when they considered the question, reached a similar conclusion. But if you look up and down the coast, there has been a significant expansion of the fishery. There's been an increase in effort in certain states. As effort has increased, the average size of channeled whelk landed in some of those states has decreased perhaps appreciably, but it is a very data-poor fishery. And in Virginia, I've participated in the development of the fishery since the early 1990s, and the fishery has sustained a fairly significant level of economic activity. Since that point in time, it's become a very important fishery in terms of the revenue it generates, and it's still a very data-poor fishery, so we don't have a very good baseline of biological information on it. I've been participating in a fisheries research grant together with Bob Fisher at VIMS, and I anticipate that work will be completed very soon. That looks at the maturity schedule of the species, which is one of the important elements of beginning to try to assess the population dynamics. But over the last year, as the market strengthened for the product, there was some additional entry in the fishery. We had some people from Maryland come down, and local fishermen expressed significant concerns and reservations about the susceptibility of the fishery and vulnerability to additional entry and how that might affect the stock or the performance of the fishery. So, Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that the commission consider developing a whelk management advisory committee similar to what we have for the management of blue crabs or similar to what we have for finfish, so that the specific concerns about that fishery can be addressed with an industry advisory panel. And specifically, I would suggest that if you form the committee, that you ask them to look at the issue of the system of entry that we have and whether or not we might benefit from trying to freeze that footprint essentially, or consider some sort of limited landing permits to complement the measures that you have now, because technically people could still come in on an open basis into the federal waters fishery and land whelks in Virginia, which could significantly increase the effort, and I think that may compromise the future of that resource. I also wanted to express my appreciation for your formation of the Law Enforcement Committee earlier this year. I think we've had several meetings already, and that committee will be submitting a report to the commission in short order. The staff has been extremely, I think, actively and effectively engaged in that discussion, and I think that's a very productive initiative for the committee to be established on a standing basis so that there can be more dialogue and discussion about what's going on the waterfront in terms of compliance and where the law enforcement priorities from a fishery standpoint are focused. I think it's been a very productive review of all of those issues, but I look forward to the commission considering the output of that committee, because the committee is looking at what conditions under which the commission might consider closer scrutiny of fishing privileges associated with certain types of fisheries violations. And finally, on blue crabs, I've heard a lot over the last few months about potential changes in the blue crab fishery. I think the commission has made a lot of headway in recent years on the management of blue crabs, and yet there's still a lot of work to be done. I think the formation of the industry advisory panel that's working outside of the commission process but with commission input hopefully should be able to provide some very good input to the commission about long-term solutions that are needed for that fishery. I think that type of engagement will serve the commission well. And I've heard a number of requests recently as well to consider reopening the dredge fishery, as I'm sure the commissioner has. I think if we were to allow additional mortality to occur in the dredge fishery, for example, if you decided that you wanted to allow a couple of million pounds to be caught in that fishery, we'd still have to figure out how to take that out of the other side of the fishery, that is out of the pot fishery. And I don't know that we have adequate controls on the pot fishery or adequate controls over the question of latency from a structural standpoint to effectively implement that type of change. But I think that that ongoing engagement with the industry advisory panel hopefully will yield some additional thoughts about how to move forward on that. But again, I wanted to thank you for creating the law enforcement committee. I think that's a great idea, and would just offer that suggestion about a well committee.
Thank you. We discussed that, your suggestions on the conch fishery, with Rob, and we will proceed along those lines to get industry involved in some direct discussions on the status of that fishery and how what action we might take on the limited entry. And I hope probably at the August meeting we will have a full presentation of the recommendations of the Law Enforcement Committee for the Commission's consideration. I think those of you who don't serve on that subcommittee will find the recommendations very helpful and very detailed. We got a little bit of time left. Let's. Are there any other public comments? All right. Seeing none, let's. What I'd like to do is get through failure to report and the repeat offender, and then we'll take a break for lunch, unless these take too long. But I know we have one case under failure to report.
The one case is not scheduled to be here until 1, okay. So we'd have to hold off on that.
Right.
And as a short filibuster, I'd like to thank all the efforts of Mr. Fox on the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee. So today we heard that Mr. Fox and Mr. Robbins, after 8 years, are leaving the commission process. But you should also know all the work they did on two committees, Mr. Robbins with the Blue Crab Management Advisory Committee and Mr. Fox with the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee. Some of us have been lucky enough to watch their abilities to have not only a good process at the end, but also to have some pretty confrontational meetings along the way that both of them were able to weather very well, and I know earned the respect of staff throughout the process. So we're going to miss your inputs into both of those committees, and staff thanks you.
Well said, Rob.